Vodafone notified the president, I think sometime last year, of their intention to exit the Ghana market. And since they were majority shareholders in the company, about 70%, and wanted to leave, president said, okay, let's see how it goes. So they've been through the process of seeking new investor for their 70% shares and identified Telecel as that investor. Telecel is an ISP which is working on the African continent. I think they have one operation in Central African Republic and Liberia, where they are ISP, and Gibraltar as well. So we were surprised that those were the partners that they were bringing forward to us. So they brought them, claimed that they are the ones that had won the process to acquire their shares. But the law requires that they get regulatory approval from the NCA. And we've had a series of discussions with them. We were concerned that they were a very small operator and didn't have the technical or financial muscle to be able to take on the challenging environment that we have in the telecom sector here in Ghana with a dominant operator. Vodafone has about three or four times the subscribers that, or even more, that Telecel has. I think the largest operation in the Central African Republic, they have 1 million subscribers. Vodafone has several times that. It's much, much bigger. So we didn't think they were in a position to, but that's my opinion. And they've met the finance minister as well. He was also concerned about their capacity, financial and technical. Well, financial more. He looked at that aspect to run Vodafone. So they went and applied for regulatory approval. And the NCA did their assessment and came to the conclusion that they were not suitable to take on the challenge of managing and growing Vodafone.
When did this happen? Sorry.
And so they were denied regulatory approval sometime in May or earlier this year.
So as it stands...
So I'm surprised at the news going around.